I'm sorry, what?
Send you a script if you'd like to collaborate
or direct anything of mine as well. Okay, thank you. Cheers, thank you. So there's a gentleman on the brought their own purple, and then
you sir, another comedian from the world because they've been neglecting
you.
Thank you.
And then you're
sorry. Hi there.
It's my first question for my dad. He's finally in the room to wear. Compliments.
Thank you for full disclosure.
At all the episodes of the X-Files,
oh, I thought you were going somewhere else, like what the scarring is, like, you know, that I was so bad in it that I didn't want to go on. You know, when you make something like this so from the inside out, it's rare that I'll sit and I can't have the experience that you guys have watching it. It's just not possible. So, but I can acknowledge, like, oh, that worked, or there's a good show, or there's a good idea, or that's well executed, that's well acted, whatever. So I can't really answer the question. It's like I'm the last person in the world to ask the question of, you know, what do I think of a certain episode? Although I've had enough time away now. I used to remember them all so well, but now sometimes if I'm having insomnia and I'm flipping around and I see a X-File on, and I'll go, oh my god, I don't remember one thing about this. And then sometimes I'll go, wow, this is shit. This is okay. This is good. Oh no, that's good. So,
can I have your attention, please?
Because I'm half asleep.
This is a request from Mr. Colin Notman. That's Colin Notman. Please come to the medical centre on the first floor. That's Colin Notman to the medical centre on the first floor. Thank you.
Are you Colin Notman?
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
That's actually a really interesting point that you kind of don't see the stares and the squeaks in the way that perhaps the viewers do, but there must have been moments where you kind of thought, oh, knowing the premise of the show, did you ever think this is going to be a scare, this is going to really get the audience, this is going to get the fans?
No, because it's so nuts and bolts, you know. I really didn't. I never did. There were times when I thought, this is crap, you know, this is not going to work. It's more my sense of, like, it not working. I'd say I was more pleasantly surprised, just because, like, my natural instinct is not even to look at science fiction or thrillers or horror or anything like that, so I'm not really good at judging it. So sometimes if I see it, I go, oh, no, I was wrong, that was really good. Usually I'm pleasantly surprised. I'm usually wrong about what's working or what's not. At least in this genre, you know, with Californication, I'm, you know, much better at judging what's going to be funny, I think, than what's going to be scary.
And then it's
become
really
different
in a while, I think.
You'd
like to choose someone with a hand up. And there's also a lady here in the front who's to have their hands up for a long time as well. So.
One of my favourite films is California, and I've always been curious what your favourite film is.
My favourite film? You know, I just met James Caan today. He was here, and I was reminded of the Godfather films. Those are very meaningful to me. You know, Scorsese, Coppola, Raging Bull, even Goodfellas, films like that. Probably from the 70s, films that I saw when I was young, made an impression on me. The California itself, for me, was an interesting film to make because it was really like the first starring role I had in a legitimate kind of Hollywood indie movie, I guess it was at the time. it's an odd film. It's really of that time in the 90s when you had films like True Romance, these kind of serial killer films, sexy serial killer films. Yeah. Let's bring them back.
We're definitely.
Yeah.
I'm up for it.
There we go.
And then should we have it? And then if there's another, there's a lady here as well. I was
just wondering
after this. Thank you.
Hi there. First of all, you're amazing and it's odd. And my question is, the truth is out there. Do you personally believe there are other beings out there?
So I was going to give you a DVD for the compliment, and I'm going to take it away for the question.
It's a tough question, isn't it?
Honestly, I mean, my feeling is it's apparent that we are a very small fragment of a very large multiverse, and that there's even the matter that we can see is a fraction of what we can't, and to assume that we are the only self-conscious or even sentient life in all of that mess would be the height of arrogance, I think. So I can't imagine. However, I don't think anybody's keeping secrets. I don't think the government has any hidden trove of connections with anybody. So I don't believe in the conspiracy aspect of it. And I do believe that it's just not, doesn't make any sense to me that we'd be the only ones.
I agree. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So if you say do not therapize, series 9 and 10, obviously there's quite a lot of time, but IGW brought out X-Files comics, which recently there's been an interest in Malton Scully when they were younger. And he was talking earlier about the characters, the longevity of them is infinite. And I'm just wondering if somebody offered you the chance to direct the prequels of them growing up, what was your answer? And can I have that DVD?
Have I told you about my grandmother?
Yeah, my
man
used to say the same thing too, so
kind of
have the DVD.
Yeah, I mean, that might be interesting, sure. I mean, if you came to me with a big budget action-y film, which I don't think I would come to me to direct, I'm more of a mid-range comedy, dramedy, hopefully James Brooksy kind of a guy. But if you were fool enough to bring me a big action film like that, I think I'd probably do it, sure. Cast the hell out of it, too.
I want to say, first of all, your characterization of Mulder. There was an interview about 20 years ago where you said that your favorite element of Mulder was his sort of screw strength that he had with regards to his superiors. I just want to say, first of all, that helped me and my brother for a really difficult time in my life. And it's something that we really appreciate about the character. But my question is that evolution is hilarious. What was your favourite moment? We've got a good story to mention that film because Arthur was brilliant.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, that was an important part of Mulder, was kind of the speaking truth to power kind of aspect of the character, the underdog aspect of the character that I was really loved. And I actually fought against, as the show got older and you know, the characters became more known, all of a sudden it kind of infected the world that we were in, and all of a sudden people were being deferential to Mulder and Scully, and I said, no, Mulder and Scully are a joke. They've never solved one case. You know, when Mulder and Scully come on the scene, they're starting to write people like Waves and Park, oh, Mulder and Scully have to fix it. I was like, no, don't let Mulder and Scully exist. It's much better if we remain underdogs, which is what I felt we always were. We started being dressed really well, and Jillian changed her hairstyle. It was like, yeah, Mulder and Scully. We had to readjust. Evolution, I loved making that film with Orlando Jones and Sean Wayne Scott. We all had a good time making that. I do remember, it's been a long time since I've seen it, but I remember I had to kind of disappear into the anus of a huge kind of alien cloud. And I remember being up on a ladder, or Orlando had to actually I had to pull Orlando out of the anus of the big alien cloud. I'm sorry if you haven't seen it, this is a spoiler. And I do remember thinking, what the fuck am I doing with my life? But Orlando was probably working.
Thank you. First of all, David, first piece with a girl I had was recommending her a smaller tree skull. For, I guess, thanks for that. And my question is, I mean, you've been up on the stage and went through a lot of stuff, so what was the hottest piece you had on stage?
What was the
question? Sorry, say that again?
What was the hottest kiss you had on the stage?
On the stage or screen? That's an interesting one, because I probably can use it a lot more exciting.
A gentleman doesn't kiss and tell, you know that.
Is it quite, because it must be quite unromantic kissing on the screen. It's very
French. It's quite definitely unromantic, yes. Yeah. Yeah. I think we have one scheduled in around February, depending on my availability, but we're kind of, we've got the venues mapped out, and it's going to be a little bigger than the last one. We'll put some bigger rooms, because the European tour was big for us, so we really enjoy coming here. And we're going to do it definitely. I just don't know exactly when, depending on when I can.
Fantastic.
Yes.
In
the chapel, oh, is it? My kilt? Yeah. Oh, yeah. It happens.
We can get a few, down the front, put a few hands up for a while, and then we'll come here and spend a job.